And there's a brand new exhibit at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh that launched just this week in collaboration with Hosanna House. And this morning with us to talk about that exhibit, Jane Werner and James Tigner from those organizations respectively. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Hi. Good. How about you?
Good. And James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Excellent. James, I know in part Hosanna House sort of sparked this idea, and certainly the museum had a big role in it too, but there's an aviation program for students because it's a huge field of opportunity now, and also an important history to document. How did this all come about, and then how did the collaboration with the Children's Museum occur?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's tough with a James and a Jane. We'll start with James. Go ahead, James.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. We felt that at Hosanna House that it was a disconnect with the rich history of the Tuskegee Airmen and today's youth, so we thought we could combine our commitment to aviation education with the expertise of the Children's Museum and engaging families through play, and we could create an exhibit that could possibly allow our young people to see the rich history and want to maybe explore aviation as a profession in the future. So that's how it came about several years ago. And we knew that, aviation was a field that, we're losing a lot of people from retirement and things like that. So it would be a huge benefit and a huge pot for young people to be able to find jobs and be able to build generational wealth for their families.
And how is that training available? Because you were really ahead, Hosanna House, ahead of your time in trying to make these opportunities available. Are teens getting a chance in high school to take co-op type classes or placements?
Yeah, absolutely. We partner with several local high schools in our area to provide them with Part 107 FAA drone certification and also private pilot certification. So we are really trying very hard to do our part to just build generational wealth with communities that typically don't have the opportunities to even think about aviation. Most youth don't know that it's possible for them to go into that field and the opportunities that are available. Most never even been on a plane. So we hope this helps get the word out and make opportunities available to them.
And one of the big things is you don't know what you don't know. And Jane Werner, you've had a big role with your wonderful design team at the Children's Museum of creating an exhibit that not only helps you learn the history of the Tuskegee Airmen, but gives you a chance to kind of sample aviation and have conversations with the adults you are with, perhaps about those opportunities. Can you sort of walk us through some of the parts of the exhibit that you're especially proud of?
Well, yeah, and I do want to kind of talk about a little bit about the partnership, because it was really Hosanna House that came to us. We'd been working together with James and the team and Leon out there for about 10 years putting makerspaces in. And it was Leon who actually is who called me, and he is the content specialist. So, he actually had an interest in aviation, wanted to do this. And this is actually the second exhibit that we did, because the first one is actually at Sherwood, which is a facility that Hosanna House has. And we learned so much from Hosanna House about kind of the careers in aviation and what we wanted to get across to families and youth. So it was really an idea that just for us was like, well, this makes so much sense. We have exhibits that are for very young children that they can even try being on an airplane. I mean, you know, if you think about if you're young, and it's all ages, if you've never been on an airplane, it's kind of exciting to sit in a seat. So we have that, and we also have, I think the big hit is the, you can fly a plane. It simulates a simulation of flying a plane. So you spend a lot of time, I have spent a lot of time crashing in that simulation. But, you know, it just gives you kind of a feeling of what it would be like. And then we partnered with the Smithsonian, who had a great deal of content on the Tuskegee Airmen. So combined with Hosanna House's knowledge of Tuskegee Airmen in Pittsburgh, along with kind of the national perspective, we kind of created a history exhibit within the context of a children's museum exhibit. So we are always happy to introduce new ideas to our audience and new ways of thinking about things. And we're hoping that we kind of are an entry into thinking about careers in aviation. This exhibit has traveled the country and will go back out on the road. It has already been to 6 national venues, and I think it has another 2 years to go. So we're very excited about that, too.
Yeah, a lot of people may not realize, and it's the first thing I tell people when I give them tours of the Children's Museum here, is that Jane's staff design and create exhibits, and they're done based on research, and there's a lot that goes into them before they appear, and they not only appear here, they appear all over the country, if not beyond. And I didn't know this was out at Sherwood. James, that's in Forest Hills, right, at the event center, that there's also part there. That's fantastic. How can people best get in touch with Hosanna House? If there's some moms and dads listening that are curious about connecting with Hosanna House, which is in Wilkinsburg, by the way, how can they learn more about the aviation programs that are available?
Well, for sure, they could go to Hosanna House website. It's hosannahouse.org. And on that website, you can find much information about not just the aviation program and the museum, but all the health and human services that Hosanna House provides. And on that website concerning the museum, we're going to be open to for field trips for junior high and elementary kids. We also have a summer camp that we have for teenagers that we run, and our classrooms are there for our high school students. We will be doing a free opening to the public for Black History Month that we do every year, and we'll be having an event that we're going to be partnering a little bit with the Pittsburgh Children's Museum again for Black History Month. So we want to make the museum available to everyone who's interested in aviation and those that maybe not even know that they're interested in aviation, but just history and the rich history of the Tuskegee Airmen and what they did and the courage they showed and the discipline they had for breaking down barriers during World War II.
There are a number of great connection points, and that was the voice of James Tickner of Hosanna House. And Jane mentioned Leon Haynes earlier, who's the founding chief executive officer. And Jane Werner, I want to give you the last word. I note the exhibit's open. It will be here at the Children's Museum for a while. Probably pittsburghkids.org is the best place to learn more, but anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's a wonderful exhibit. It has won a bunch of awards that both we share with Hosanna House. because of the unique partnership that we have with them. And it's just been a wonderful experience all the way around. The exhibit is there until after the holidays. So if you get a chance, please stop by and visit. We're open most days. Wednesdays we are closed. But come down and see this wonderful exhibit that was made right here in Pittsburgh and kind of features some wonderful Pittsburgh stories.
And we have, I can't wait to see more of it. I'm going to try to fly a plane. I didn't know that I could do that. I don't think I'm going to do very well.
But. Oh, yeah, see if you can do better than I can,
Larry. Well, thank you both for being up so early with us, and congratulations. The exhibit opened just this week, hosannahouse.org or pittsburghkids.org. For more details.